Well, we also focus on the European Union. This is a geographical region that it is a must for us to know what is happening there. And we do that with Dr. Rob Congdon. He lived in the European Union for a number of years, visits back to that region of the world several times a year to stay on top of what is happening and also to do conference work. But indeed, he's on top of everything that's going on there. Rob, it's great to have you along. Let's get to the situation that has been front row as far as the news is concerned. The United States spying on some of their allies, many of the leaders like Chancellor Merkel there in Germany and others. And in fact, the German government sent some of their representatives in to meet with those people at the White House to see what the deal is. This is a very big situation as far as the European leaders are concerned, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Not only are they very concerned, it brings back some, if you will, fears from their background, their history. Never forget that Chancellor Merkel was in East Germany. She saw all the effects of the secret group studying and getting information. So it's a very sensitive thing to them. I think it's significant. It's driving a big wedge between the United States and Europe. And as that goes, it's almost what I would expect. The EU will start pulling together and sort of seeing this as a common problem, and it could cause a more of a unification to the European Union leaders.
Well, I want to know what you're thinking about what was said by the United States intel chief. He made this statement when being questioned by the Congress that the European states are spying just as much as the United States. Do you know if that's true or not? And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, we certainly don't know that it's true or not true. We certainly know that there's a certain amount of intelligence that's always being gathered. But the general view of many who have observed this is that it's kind of like the one kid says, no, my dad's stronger than your dad. It's trying to divert it and say, no, you all do it, so I'm innocent. I don't think it's going to carry water. I think the Europeans are going to look into it. Even if it's true, the European Union and leaders of Europe have a strong case here because it's so blatant to come at their leadership and to be listening in. And some reports have been starting to say they even were involved in spying on the Vatican and selecting the Pope. So I think this is a significant issue, far greater than most people have already caught on that it's that important.
Well, it's not going to go away, and we will stay on top of the story with Dr. Rob Congdon. You can be sure of that. Let's focus somewhat on the Middle East right now, if we can, Rob. The European Union, in Bible prophecy, the revived Roman Empire, will have a relationship with the Jewish state of Israel. That is, in the future. But today, Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy for the European Union, has, for the last couple of months, been playing real hardball with the Israeli settlements. They do not want to receive any of the agricultural products or any products that may be produced in the area of Judea and Samaria. The European Union made that very plain. Catherine Ashton, outspoken about this situation. Prime Minister Netanyahu has been fighting back and forth. And as a result of his decision the other day, that there would be construction that would take place in what they refer to as the eastern section of the city of Jerusalem. Catherine Ashton has come out and publicly said, we do not like this. We do not want it to happen. This is not going to help develop good relations. What's the latest on this coming out of the European Union?
Well, once again, she's speaking for the EU. However, many of the national leaders tend to still hold that foreign policy is an area for them to be involved in. So I think what we have is Catherine Ashton expressing certainly her own opinion and that of some of the European states, but not all. There isn't unanimity here in this whole situation. And always remember, Israel is very important to Europe. Europe is very important to Israel. I think it's just another one of these trying to exert power by Ashton and her foreign ministry, but I'm not convinced, as I kind of try to pick up on the general moods, that everybody's behind her. So I'm not sure that it's as serious as it sounds. It'll be more important when they actually get down to some negotiations, and they aren't there at this point yet. We still have a couple months before the edict goes through on the non-importation of materials from the settlement area. So I think it's just time to quietly watch it, listen to them, but I'm not ready to think it's a major issue yet.
Everybody beating their drums on their side of the issue, trying to gain position for those negotiations, I would guess. Well, this is unbelievably interesting news that I want to talk with you about next. It's about the two most powerful people in the world, one male and one female. The latest Forbes magazine report out on the most powerful people in the world has just revealed to us that Vladimir Putin leapfrogged over President Obama to become the most powerful person in the world, and he is the number one male powerful person. But Angela Merkel, and she's right up there in that top five, and she is the most powerful woman in all of the world. This is, I think, very interesting as we think about the future.
I agree, absolutely. It shows, first of all, she has continued to lead a nation that economically is doing okay while all the rest are struggling. She has continued to show strong leadership and good support of people within her own country, but internationally. So she has taken that position, and that, kind of jumping back on a story, shows why the spying on her was such a big story, because she is a significant world leader today. Again, I keep stressing, the focus is shifting. We as Americans will struggle with this idea, but it's a reality. The focus is shifting to Europe. The U.S. is losing credibility and losing influence, and this reflected in the Forbes article and declaration on Putin as the leader, and Syria was what moved him up. So Europe is becoming more significant, and if we read not only our scriptures but the newspapers, the two starting to come together, that Europe is a very important area along with the Middle East.
Boy, I like that thought. Reading the newspaper and the biblical scriptures talking about Bible prophecy, and in essence, they are almost the same thing, the same words, the same scenario that is being played out in our world today. Well, we stay up on top of what's happening in the European Union with Dr. Rob Congdon, and if you've been eavesdropping on this conversation, you know exactly why we do that. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Lord bless.